Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer. It is the 2nd of August 2020, the 8th Sunday after Trinity Sunday, as the church counts the year. So let's take a moment, take a deep breath, prepare to meet with God, putting down all we're carrying around with us, thoughts, feelings, anxieties, people we're worried about, or whatever it is. It's an opportunity to put that down and look forward to the vision of the new life God has for us in Christ. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord, sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you heavens, sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord, sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all people on earth, sing his praise and exalt him forever. O people of God, bless the Lord, sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord, sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord, sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit. Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart.
Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. And Psalm 85, would you read it? Show us your mercy, O Lord.
Lord, you were gracious to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the offence of your people and covered all their sins. You laid aside all your fury and turned from your wrathful indignation.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
Restore us again, O God, our Saviour, and let your anger cease from us. Will you be displeased with us forever? Will you stretch out your wrath from one generation to another? Will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
I will listen to what the Lord God will say, for he shall speak peace to his people and to the faithful, that they turn not again to folly. Truly his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
Mercy and truth met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give all that is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him and direct his steps in the way.
Show us your mercy, O Lord. Most holy God, when we come to you fearing that truth condemns us, show us that truth is one with love in your word made flesh, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. Would you read Song of Solomon 2 to 16?
I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. I had put off my garment. How could I put it on again? How I had bathed my feet. How could I soil them? My beloved thrust his hand into the opening, and my inmost being yearned for him. I rose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh. My fingers with liquid myrrh upon the handles of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned and was gone. My soul failed me when he spoke. I sought him, but did not find him. I called him, but he gave no answer. Making their rounds in the city, the sentinels found me. They beat me. They wounded me. They took away my mantle, those sentinels of the walls. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, you find my beloved, tell him this, I am faint with love. What is your beloved more than another beloved? O fairest among women, what is your beloved more than another beloved that you thus adjure us? My beloved is all radiant and ruddy, distinguished among 10,000. His head is the finest gold, his locks are wavy, black as a raven. His eyes are like doves beside springs of water, bathed in milk, fitly set. His cheeks are like beds of spices, yielding fragrance. His lips are lilies, distilling liquid myrrh. His arms are rounded gold, set with jewels. His body is ivory work, encrusted with sapphires. His legs are alabaster columns set upon bases of gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as the cedars. His speech is most sweet, and he is altogether desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
Lots of ways of interpreting that, really, but it can be seen as the church talking about, so the church, the bride, and Jesus, the bridegroom, as well as being each of us individually in relation to him. I always think it's amazing how much of this is related to things like the crucifixion. So having got to grips with the idea that meeting her beloved is to do with myrrh and sacrifice and death, she finally gets the door handle, and then actually he's not there, and that seeking of love and self-sacrifice doesn't always lead us where we expect to go, but God is often in it. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
Blessed are you, God of Israel, forever and ever. For yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor and the majesty. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. Yours it is to give power and strength to all. And now we give you thanks, our God, and praise your glorious name. For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all. And I'll read 2 Peter 1, 1-15. Simeon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith as precious as ours, through the righteousness of our God and Saviour Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be yours in abundance in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Thus he has given us through these things his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of lust, and may become participants in the divine nature. For this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness, and goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love. For if these things are yours and are increasing among you, they keep you from being ineffectual and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For anyone who lacks these things is short-sighted and blind, and is forgetful of the cleansing of past sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, be all the more eager to confirm your call and election. For if you do this, you will never stumble. For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ will be richly provided for you. Therefore, I intend to keep on reminding you of these things, though you know them all, though you know them already, and are established in the truth that has come to you. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to refresh your memory, since I know that my death will come soon, as indeed our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure you may be able at any time to recall these things. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
And Christ will give you light.
You have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
And Christ shall give you light.
When Christ our life appears, you will appear with him in glory.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.
You have raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of your servant David.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who's come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning.
Beginning is now and shall be forever. Amen. You have raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of your servant David. We have our reflection for the day and then some prayers. This one is entitled Christ the Neighbour and contains a quote from C.S. Lewis to start with. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilization, these are mortal. But it is immortals whom we joke with, work with, marry, snub, and exploit. This does not mean that we are to be perpetually solemn, but our merriment must be of that kind which exists between people who have taken each other seriously, and our charity must be a real and costly love. Next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, your neighbour is the holiest object presented to your senses. If he is your Christian neighbour, he is holy in almost the same way, for in him also Christ vere latitat, the glorifier and the glorified, glory himself, is truly hidden. A reflection on that passage. Who is my neighbour? A lawyer wanted to know, seeking from Jesus a statute of limitations that would restrict his own obligations. Jesus told the lawyer a story about a man who had been wronged. This man needed a neighbour. Robbed, beaten, left for dead, his pleas were ignored by those who took a wide detour around his human need. The neighbour that he discovered was an unlikely one. His accent betrayed him as a foreigner. But this neighbour saw. He had compassion. He stopped. He healed. He saved. We know the neighbour's name. Jesus' story was more than just a legal opinion. It was a disclosure of God's truth. Who is my neighbour? He is the one who helps, who heals, who stoops, who bears our burdens, who saves. Christ is the neighbour who offers his real and costly love to us and for us. Jesus gives us the church as our neighbourhood of faith, but we are also his body, his neighbourhood for others. Our Christian withness calls us to a compassion that extends to the Christ in each neighbour, near or far. And the King will answer them, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Matthew 25:40. If Jesus had answered the lawyer with a detailed list of who was neighbour and who was not, compassion might have been easier for us to measure out. If we knew the bounds of our neighbourhood, we could know when we were finished with our compassion requirement. But the neighbourhood that Jesus describes is a much larger place. The assignment he leaves with us is greater than any commandment, to meet him in the face of each stranger, each neighbour. Let's begin our prayers there. Neighbour God, you came near to us in Jesus Christ, healing and saving. Meet us now in your word and in your people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Our prayer. Lord, you are the bread of heaven, giving life to the world. You fill our emptiness with your goodness. You come to our weakness with your strength. Come, refresh, renew, restore us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives in glory everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
We pray that your church may hunger and thirst after righteousness. May your church seek to care for and feed the hungry in spirit. May we seek out the lost and those in desert places and offer them the sustenance of the gospel. We pray for Bible study groups and outreach groups. And across this land, Lord, as people ask those big questions, as their lives have been turned upside down, we pray that the church will respond wisely and well in so many places. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember before you the starving peoples of our world, those who suffer from famine, poverty, or war, all whose lives are diminished through malnutrition and neglect. And Father, we pray especially for those struggling to keep clean and to and struggling with the virus in camps in Syria and other places. And we pray for those struggling with the locusts in the harvests of East Africa. Let the harvests of our world be neither hoarded nor squandered. We pray for all whose lives are fragmented, for all who are broken. Lord, you open your hands and satisfy the needs of every creature. Lord, you are the bread of life. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for those who have fed us and cared for us. We remember all who have shown compassion and tenderness. Lord, bless our loved ones, our homes and our communities. Fill our deep longing with you, with your presence and your peace, through that knowledge of God that Peter was talking about in his reading, the knowledge of you and the promises that you give us. Help us to find our way to you and meet us, be real in our lives. Lord, you are the bread of life. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who feel drained and empty, all who have no energy or strength. Lord, have compassion upon the weak, the weary, the harassed, and the helpless. We come to you for renewal, refreshment, and hope, bringing them with us, Lord, in our thoughts and in our prayers. Lord, you are the bread of life. In your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for those who no longer hunger or thirst, for they have been refreshed in your kingdom. And Lord, we pray especially for the family and friends of the person who died in our village the other day with the air ambulance and everything, but we don't know who they are, Lord, but we pray for them and others who've passed away recently. May we look forward to the day when we share with them in the glory which is everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Yeah.
Could you read the collect, please?
Almighty Lord and everlasting God, we beseech you to direct, sanctify and govern both our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And have a great day. Service live is at 9:30 this morning. It's a new Zoom link which is available from Pew's News. Or if you email the church or phone somebody, that would be great. And as we think about that reading from Song of Songs, Let's remember the intimacy and the passion which Christ offers out of all the religions of the world. This one is, proud to say that we know Jesus. Have a great day.